Nicole.
Hi.
Okay.
Okay, can you hear me?
It's, you know, it's okay. It's not super clear, but it's okay. Now, the mower you're looking to get, would that be new or used?
No.
New, okay. And do you know how much it would cost?
I'm thinking around $10,000.
$10,000? Okay, perfect. And what is your time frame for getting the equipment?
Time frame? Anytime. We always like to buy like a large, you know, that kind of piece of equipment at the end of the season kind of, because they're better deals.
Okay.
So
perfect.
Anytime, you know what I mean? October, November.
Okay. So we do offer equipment financing in those programs. Are 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payment. You can choose, you know, what term you would like.
Mm-hmm.
We would pay your vendor on your behalf, and then you would just have your monthly
right.
payment. So it's a really easy program. We just need a quote for the piece you're looking to purchase, just so we know who we would need to pay and, you know, the model and the price and that sort of thing on that equipment. But
right.
that's pretty much it, you know, in a nutshell. You've been in business over that, new business time periods, so that would be fine. How is your personal credit?
Good.
Good, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
How do you usually finance your equipment?
How do we usually? We actually usually pay cash.
You do, okay.
Or we usually pay cash. We have financed, a couple of times through the years,
mm-hmm.
but typically cash.
Okay. Yeah, financing is a really good option because you can kind of keep that your cash in the bank, and
right.
you know you're also getting the tax write-offs and that sort of thing, which is nice. Did
right.
you have? Was there any other equipment you wanted to add on, or did you have any needs for working capital?
Depends. It depends on how much it is.
On how much the loan amount or the
yeah.
Okay.
The percentage, you know what I mean, of that.
Okay. What did the business do for gross revenue last year?
I don't need, you know, working capital if I'm gonna pay 30%.
Yeah.
You know
well we
mean?
Have yeah, we have all types of programs, so did you have an amount in mind that would be helpful?
Maybe 15.
15? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any working capital loans currently?
Currently, yes.
Okay. And is that a higher interest rate that you would maybe want to get rid of that loan, or are you happy with that loan?
I could keep that loan.
Okay.
But, yeah, maybe it would be nice to, I think I'd rather do that because it is a higher loan.
Oh, so you would want to pay it off?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know who that's with?
That's a total of $30,000, though.
The balance?
Right now. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, if you could get a cheaper, interest rate and pay that off, that would be even better.
Okay. Do you know who that's with?
That is with OnDeck.
OnDeck, okay. And did you only have one loan with them, or did you ever do a renewal with them?
I did a renewal.
Okay. And do you know what the term length was?
A year,
okay. And is 1 year, is that term length fine with you?
1 year, yeah.
Okay.
I'd rather have it 2 year, but, you know, just for the cash reason, but
mm-hmm.
it depends on the interest rate.
Okay. What was the original loan amount on that?
It was, original was 30.
Okay.
And,
about
like, I paid it down,
now.
like, three, Yeah, full, and then I took it back up to 30 again.
Okay. And do you know what kind of rate or rate factor they are offering on that final, on the last loan that you took?
Crazy. Probably
Is it in the
around,
30s?
no, not in 30s. I think it's
Okay.
like maybe 17.
Okay, on the 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, typically, and we do have
We
some
do
programs
Yeah, we
will
do
go.
$250,000
You do what? I'm sorry.
in sales. 250,000 in sales.
250 each year? Okay. Yeah, so that's hard because we usually will lend 10 to 15% of the yearly gross revenue, and OnDeck tends to lend more than other companies, especially on if you do a renewal with them, they'll keep increasing that loan amount. So
Right.
a lot of times it's hard for us if people have an OnDeck balance for us to come in and pay it off because they increase the loan amount so high. So the only thing that we would be able to do is not touch that loan and give you something in a second position, you know, if you just needed a little bit of funding just for extra money. But it wouldn't be 17% because now we're going to be in a second position. So there's more risk involved. So the rates tend to be higher than our first position loans. So, you know, it's something that you can think about if it's.
What are your first position loans?
We have anything from 10 cents on the dollar to it could go up to the 30 cents on the dollar range. It depends on credit, time in business, industries, and the term length.
Okay.
So we kind of have a wide range. We've been around for about 13 years, so we do have a lot of different programs. In terms of the equipment financing, usually starts at about 4 or 5% and goes up from there. For the equipment financing, because it's a secured loan, so it's definitely different. So, what I
Okay.
can do is I can email you what we would need to get you approved for the equipment. Really, I would just
Okay.
need a quote and a one-page application. And then, if you decide you want to look at the different working capital options, I can send you that information. But I just want you to know that it would have to be a second position, and it would be it's definitely going to be higher. So it's kind of how that works. Okay. But yeah, I'll send that over, and then if you have any questions, let me know, and we can go from there.
Okay. All right. I appreciate the
Okay, thank you, Tracy.
call. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.